This, the year of freedom, each message dealing with freedom, each message dealing with the one who has given us that freedom. But today I wanted to talk to you about perfection, perfect freedom. Now, when we think of perfection, we sure don't think about ourselves. And if you are, you got a problem, talk to the pastor at least once about it. But God says, I'm going to give you something that no one else can ever give you. I'm going to give you perfection. I'm going to give you the perfect son. I'm going to give you the perfect one. I'm going to reach inside your heart, and I'm going to deliver to you mercy that's perfect, grace that's perfect, love that's perfect, happiness and joy perfect. Therefore, what I give you, I want you to know, is perfection. When I give you that perfect love, you take it, you cherish it, you give it away. You let that love soak deep within your whole spirit, allowing me to guide you in each step. As you take that step, I'll be with you. As you prepare for the next one, I'll be beside you. As you go into the world and all the evil thereof, I want you to go in perfect shape, perfect hope, perfect harmony with me. For when you call on the name of my Son for your salvation, that salvation is free. It's a gift that I give to you, a gift from my heart, a gift of love. Right from the start, it's God I am. In all the world, it's God I am in your heart. My love supersedes all hurt and pain. I'll reach in and I'll change your name. I'll give you peace. I'll give you joy. I give you my son, my pride and joy. My love so deep, my heart so pure. I give it all to you so you can endure the world that you're facing. The world that you see, but it's a world that I saw before you began in me. God says, I see you now. I see your face. I see what's broken. I know that your pace is slow. Your heart is weak. Pressure's galore. Knock you off your feet. I'm your Savior, God says. I reach out my hand, for my son died because of man, because of your brokenness, because of my love. I'll make you whole, whole from above. I'm your God. I am your Savior. I'm your hope. No matter your behavior, don't forget what I gave. All I ask of you is to give your heart. Let it be true. I know the hurt. You can't fix it. But I promise you this. I'm the one who'll walk you through. I'm the one that'll make sure you do what my son has said through his calling. It makes you important. Because the world needs what I placed in your heart. The world needs your touch that I give to you, that you give it away for those who don't even seem to have a heart. They're broken, they don't know, and they haven't been told. It's up to you and me to take that message that only God can give and let them hear it from above. For the Savior that I gave you is my son. My son did not die in vain. My son died to make you sane. Bring us to our knees. Oh, what love from above. God loves you. God loves me. Just the way He knows that I am. For it is that love that He gives me that's straight from above. Remember that. Remember His truth. Remember His touch when He touched you. Salvation, oh, it's great. It can't be better than what I've given. But you have to remember, I'm the one that's in heaven. But I'm coming for you. It won't be long. And when I come, you're going to hear a song of victory. My angels will sing a song from my heart, a song that speaks Jesus' name. He's my son. He died. He gave it to you. Oh, there's victory in the purpose of what I do. I look at you, says God above. I look at you with eternal love. Though your foolishness, you think I turned my head. But there's no such thing. For you see, you'll never be dead. I love you like you are. I've given you the peace. Let the joy of Christ bring you to your knees. Listen to Him speak with all love combined. He's the great healer. Amen. And He says, I got you in mind. They say you have no hope. I say to you, I am. I am that hope. I am that love. I'm your Savior. Amen. I am up above. But my spirit dwells in you. Amen. My spirit dwells deep. The power that I have, I lay at your feet. And as I lay it, remember, it is through your weakness that I become strong. The more you're broken, the more I belong. I'll lift it. I'll carry the burden. I'll carry it with joy. I gave you my very best. I gave you my boy. He loves you like you are. Take it with love. For there's no greater gift that's ever come from above. Be at peace now, God says, within your spirit and soul. For I sent my son, and he made you whole. Oh, you're just fine. I see you from above. Because I gave you my son, the ultimate love. And as you feel that hug, as you feel that touch. And that should remind you of the love so much that I gave, poured out, and will not receive back without you attached. One day is coming. One day you are too. But it's joy, it's love, it's peace I give to you. It's not that bad. All the hurt and the pain, the joy that awaits you, doesn't even have a name. Because it is so great, it is so fine. I gave you my best. I gave you, in time, the love of my life. I watched him die, God says. I stood back. I did nothing because I saw you and what you lacked. You can't do it on your own. You have no hope. That's okay. I'll do it for you. I know all the folks. Whoever calls on the name of my boy, you come into heaven. What a whole lot of joy. We'll meet in the air. All of us will be there because it's a promise God gave us, a promise of pure love. Joy? You don't know what it is yet, but you will. For you see, it's the author of creation that's allowed you to be. And I am the author, says God Almighty. There is no other. There's nothing the world can do to stop you from coming to me. Don't fear death. Don't fear the pain. Because right at the beginning, I know your name. I won't turn you loose. I'll hold you close. I gave him my son. He was my most. I personally came down. I'm dwelling in you. Do you really think I'd let the world come through? It'll beat you down. It'll hurt so bad. But don't worry, my child. You got a new dad.
Amen. Yeah.
God loves us. He loves us just like we are. Remember that. I got a sermon somewhere up here. I might have just hit it. Folks, listen to me. God's perfect freedom. The perfection that you and I have is the perfection of Christ in us. The hope that you and I have is the hope of the world. The world says they want it, but they don't want Jesus. You can't find it without Jesus. And you can't know Jesus without it being under conviction by God's Holy Spirit. For it is God's Holy Spirit that indwells you. Bless Memorial Day. Because you see, Christian, we can die. The world can't kill us. Satan can't kill us. We can sure make him mad. We've done it many times. And all he hopes to do is to make us sad. I got news for you. Sadness, that's a name, it's a term, and it's a feeling and an emotion. Do you know that when I'm pulled from this body, the human condition ceases in me? I am born from above, born of the Spirit, born by God who made me. And because of that, born again, born from above, born with love, it makes it perfect. Perfect freedom, indeed, is what God gave me. Hope, you better believe it. I read the book, I know the end. I won with Jesus. And you know, no matter how much I think about it, and looking at the destruction of what life can do to us along the way, I got everything in the world to rejoice over. Because I got a homecoming day. Yeah, it is supper time in heaven. But it goes deeper than that. It doesn't end with us leaving. I get excited about this. Do you realize how great creation is to the point? I've told you this before. You probably didn't listen. I've told you this one before. That they was trying to figure out how far away the galaxy, the very last one that exists, how far away it is. But they can't figure it out because God is creating galaxies, the universe, faster than the speed of light. And Christian, you wonder, what am I going to do in heaven? Am I going to be bored floating around on a cloud playing a harp? Well, you would be if that's what you're doing. But that's not what you're doing. You're working for Jesus full time. Amen. With full benefits. Amen. A savings account out of this world. And not only that, you're looking good while you're doing it. Amen. I'm proud to be a Christian. Amen. I'm proud of the Savior who died for me. Amen. But you and I have a responsibility to take that message to those who don't know him. Because they weren't told. Amen. I'd said I wished I could have been a better dad, but I didn't have a dad in my life to be trained for. So I had to rough it. God bless you, Jason. I realized that. But you know, I wasn't alone. I know now more than any time in my life, it's always Jesus. From the little boy on Buffalo Hill, looking at my past, only Jesus could have got me out of those messes. Amen. Only he would have loved me all the way through it.
Amen.
But that's the God we serve, folks. So I say, Happy Memorial Day. I remember them, but let me tell you, for those who call on the name of the Lord, you will be saved.
Amen.
Every promise God has given to us, not one will cease to happen. Every power that he wants to give you, you're going to get.
Amen.
All you need to do, call on his name. Isn't that something? But I can't help it. I get excited. I call on his name. And this, Randy, I get to brag about. Jesus knows my name.
Amen. Amen.
He knows me. Woo! Christian, he knows exactly who you are. And he does not lose, not one. That's why he says, pray for your enemies. Lord, are you sure that I really want to be doing that? These people are shooting at me. Pray for them. For when they shoot at you, they shoot at me. That means they already lost.
Amen.
Folks, that's God's word. And there's not enough left in me to give you any more of it. Your pastor loves you like you are. And we'll know each other's name all the time. I think that's good. And I don't know whether there's hair in heaven, and I really don't care. But I do know that I'm going with you all. Let's pray, folks. Father, Lord, I hope I didn't mess up your message. I ask you, Father, to touch us now, each one of us. Oh, give us your spirit, Father, for through our brokenness you come through. Through all the hurt, dear Lord God, you give us what we need. Give us the courage now, Father, that we might stand strong in the name that is perfect, Jesus, your Son. Those who don't know him, Father, I pray that you touch their heart and give them the opportunity to say yes to you. Let it be your will, Father, that is done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.